Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Yeshiva Sponsor, Louis Nishvas, or Moshe Harris Itzel. We're holding in Yuma Daf Nun Base in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini starting Halacha Base in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Ha'oichel b'yoyim ha'kippurim, someone who eats Yom Kippurim, when is he chayav? When he ate ka'koseves ha'gaso, which means a thick date, kamoya v'chegal aniso, the size of the date and its bit. That's what you chayav. Even though usually you're chayav on kazais, that's the usual measurement. But we talk about your kippur, we talk about yeshuva das. Yeshuva das, you have to have a little bit more than a kazais. The size is the size of a chakoseves, which is a date. Hashoyse, how much is chayav? The gear so that we in the Mishnah is kem meloy lugum chayav. Now meloy lugum means when you have the mouthful. Kem meloy lugum means a cheekful, meaning you could put it into one side of the mouth. All the foods add together, join together to fill up the measurement of kakosevis. And all the mashke joined together will be the size of meloy lugmov. Don't join together for the shiur to be chayav. We talk about the size of the date. The way you measure it, you take the date and you squeeze the fruit on its pit to make sure there's no space between the fruit and the pit. Meaning we're not measuring that space. Dalken, because if not so, nisdi kamoya v'chagalaniso u'michalalolo. It should be mentioned in Mishnah. The size of the kakoseves is the fruit, it's a pit, and it's the space in between. You see, you don't measure the space. We're going based on the measurement of kesevis of the place called Namris, and that's the size of kesevis we're using. And it's a smaller kesevis than the one in Eretz Yisrael. Second one, Tarim Meloy Lugumov, we find a brace that says Meloy Lugumov, which means it's a mouthful, a drink, and not like the Gears in our Mishnah, which is Kem Meloy Lugumov, which is only a cheekful. Second one, Ma'a Poly is arguing. A mouthful that you could put on one side, meaning it's only a cheekful. Tani b'shem b'chamai, the gears of Chaim is b'revis. It's a different size, it's revis. B'chia b'arod d'boka mi avmano v'lamo lo taniso b'kulu b'chamai chur b'seil. Chur b'shamai, or more make a revis, seemingly usually is more than a meloy lugmov. And according to b'chamai, one is not Chaim until he drinks a revis. There was a big person called Ben Avatiach and a very big mouth. And by him, Meloy Lugmov, a cheekful by him was more than a revis. So Bet Shammai not always the kula, the salt is the chumer, that's it's not part of the list of the things that Bet Shammai are lekula. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. If he eats and drinks in one shot, he's chayav only one chatos, it's considered to be one maise. But if he ate, drank, he did a melacha, it's two different chatos, one for eating and drinking, and one for the melacha. He ate food which is not edible. He drank drinks which are not drinkable. Or shasa tzir oy murayas. Tzir oy murayas is the fish brain and fish juice. Butter, that's not considered to be something which is drinkable. Children, we don't make them fast Yom Kippur. There's a chinuch for children 1 year or 2 years before, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. So the Gemara, lamo shtiyo bichlal achilo, ein achlio bichlal shtiyo. I mean, the reason that we say in Yom Kippur that if someone ate and drank and went home and had this chayov is because shtiyo is bichlal achilo, it's part of achilo. But the Gemara also mentioned something, by the way, which is not negiah to what we're talking right now, but we'll get back to that later in the sugya. Ein achila bechal shtiya. Achila is not part of shtiya. Drinking is part of eating. Eating is not part of drinking. Continues the Gemara now in Daphne Beis Amun Beis. Says the Gemara, minayin shashtiya bechal achila. How do we know that drinking is part of eating? So the Gemara, if you're in the Shomo lo minado, you hear it from the following. It says in the Pasuk, Keina maitim Yisrael koil nefesh mikem lo yisoy chaldam. As there is an iser in the Torah not to eat blood. Maran Kaim, what are we talking about? In Bedam Shekarish, we're talking about blood that congealed and now it looks like food. Hatani, Dam Shekarish, Eino Loi Oichev Loi Mashke. It says in the Braiso, the blood that became the congealed is not food and not drink. Mash, rather, you're not chayav on it as food or drink. Elikinan Kaim, what are we talking about? Kemoichu, when it's liquid. But to a curse, so achila, it says you're not allowed to eat blood. Blood, which is it's a drink, it's liquid, and you still call it achila. You see, the drinking is part of achila. So the one about Tani, but we found a brace that says imcha es achilev. He dissolved the chaliv. Figamayon, he drank it. Or he kwe sadam, he congealed the blood. So you see that in blood you chayav and congeal it. So maybe that's what it means in the Torah. We're talking about congealed blood. What he's going to say, so how's the Rebbe going to explain the brice we just mentioned? It doesn't that considered to be food to cause tumah of oichel, and not drink to be considered a tumah of mashke. But it is food, if it's congealed, in order to be chayav al oichel. So there's no rye over here, the drinking is called achilo. Chozo av yoyin ha-shom alo menadoz. Yoyin says, I have another way to learn it. V'nasato ha-kesev b'kol ha-shetave nafshech. It says in the Pasuk, you give money of ma'is ha-sheni, anything you want. And it says over there, b'bokur, b'tzoin, b'yayin v'ashichar, or b'kol ha-shetishcho nafshecho, v'ochalto sh'lifni ha-shem alokecho. It says to eat, we're talking about wine. Mana kai, what are we talking about? In between time yayin atoch ha-tavshe, he's putting wine into a dish, v'lo time yayin livgamu. You're ruining the wine. Because the wine is being dissolved or being taken, the taste of the wine is taken into the food. So the one of the kaimin kamot shuva Torah course so achila. I'm talking about drinking wine the way it is, and the Torah says v'achalta. You see, the drink is called achila. So we're born in the kisa amit yifote beilon or zinayo veguminenayo. We're talking about different dishes where the wine doesn't get ruined. Adrab, it's a good way to drink the wine to join into the dish. And if it's called achila, because you're actually eating it, you're not drinking it. So the one of Yisus Shomal Aminado, he has another source. Shavua shelo yoichal veochal v'shosa enu chayav velo achas. Someone does a shavua not to eat, and then he eats and drinks, he's chayav one. So you see, the drinking is part of a chilo. Amun chavarai kamir av Yisus, emud bacho. One second, but look at the next Mishnah. It says it was a shavua shelo yoichal v'shelo yeshte. One said a shavua not to eat and not to drink, veochal v'shosa enu drink, chayav shtayim. It's chayav two, for the chilo and for the shtiyo. You see, shtiyo is not part of a chilo. Someone has two breads in front of him. He said, I'm not going to eat this bread. And then he said, another shvur, I'm not going to eat this bread. He ate both. In one shot. Meaning, when a person is specific, I'm doing a shvur for this bread. I'm doing another shvur for the other bread. So there's two shvurs over here, even though they're both achila. So similarly by achila and shtiyah. If one does shvur not to eat, includes not to drink. But he said specifically, I'm not going to eat. And then another shvur, I'm not going to drink. So he has a separate shvur for drinking. So he found another source that shtiyah b'chla achila. Shvur shlo yoichal v'ochal oichlim sheinim rim l'achila. V'shosa mashkim sheinim rim l'shtiyah. Person said a shvur, he's not going to eat. And he ate something which is not edible. He drinks something not drinkable. He's butter. So it was medayik. The only problem is he drinks something you're not supposed to drink. Continues the one that from Gimel Aleph. But if he drinks something which is right to be drinked, so chayov. So you see from here that what? That even if you do shvur not to eat, include shtiyah, lo shvur shlo yochal amar. Didn't he say I'm not going to eat? Why is drinking part of achilo? You see from here that shtiyah bechal achilo. So the nichlok about is amrin shvur shlo yochal. That goes if we have a gear so that we say the shvur is not to eat. See, from here, drink is part of eating. But Rabbi Doma shvur shlo yochal v'shlo yeshte. But Rabbi's gear so was lo yochal v'lo yeshte. He said both. I'm not going to eat it and I'm going to drink. So you have no rye from here. V'chinen hashom alam min ador. V'chinen brought a rye from here. Oichal v'shoyse be'elam echod einu chayev v'lachas. That's our Mishnah. Someone who eats and drinks in one elam is chayev only one. So you see from here that achil and shtiyah is one thing. Rabbi Moi shom alam min ador. He found another source. Lo echalti b'oini. Person says in Meiser, I did not eat it when I was oinin. Aval el shesisi, you want to tell me he drank it? So why is the person not saying I didn't eat and didn't drink bioini? Elama, when he said I didn't eat, includes in it drinking as well. So when nichle kaban doma shvur shloy oichal v'shosa. Meaning, okay, so we proved and we learned from here that a shti is b'chal achilo. There's another gear over here in the Gemara, ad kedoin. This we're talking about, b'shaoma shloy oichal v'shosa. He said I'm not going to eat, and drinking is part of it. But if he said, I'm not going to drink, and he ate, then we don't say it. Why? As we start the sugyo. Drinking is part of eating, but we don't find that eating is part of drinking. If a person says, I'm not going to drink, that does not include eating. And the Gemara is going to continue to discuss this sugyo. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Yuma Dafrun Beis.